Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sateri, and how can I assist you today?
Yeah, so we'd like to know what was the charge? $49.99. What is Alma? I didn't order anything.
All right, I'll be right with you, okay?
Thank you.
Can you give me a zip code, please?
07111.
Thank you. And can you verify your name on the account for me today?
Jane Jackson.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I couldn't hear you.
Jane Jackson.
Jane?
Yes.
Okay. So I need you to go ahead and spell your first name for me.
J-A-N-E.
Okay, and your last name, please?
G-E-K-K-E-R.
I'm sorry, G-E-H-H?
No, K-K.
K, okay, hold on. K-K-E-R?
Yes.
And can you verify your email address?
JetLJ@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. And I also need you to verify your address for me for security purposes.
70 Ellis Avenue, okay. Apartment 1, Arlington, New Jersey, 07111.
Thank you so much.
Tired, baby. Tired, right?
Oh, Clarissa. Yes, ma'am. I do see where you paid shipping and handling for $7.49.
What was this for?
But your account is canceled, though. So you called in already to get your account canceled.
Yeah, but why? Okay, what is this for? What was I charged $49.99 on my Discover card?
Ma'am, that was way in January.
No, the charges were just now.
Oh, no, ma'am. We haven't charged you.
Well, Alma, this is the number what I was given by the credit card company. Alma?
Do you have another account? If you don't have another account, because this was January the 31st of 2022. And this account has been canceled out. So you called in already to cancel this account.
So why was it charged again this month? This I'm trying to say, the credit card just told me that.
To my $49.97?
$49.97, I guess $49.99, I don't know.
Okay, so, wait, 514 chargeback. So that was, it looks like it was a chargeback, May the 14th. Okay. It was a chargeback of $49.97.
Why it was a chargeback?
It was charged back today.
Why?
Ma'am?
Yeah, it was canceled. Why was it charged back?
Because maybe you put in a request to get a refund and they probably didn't, that it probably didn't go through. And I don't know, it went through today.
Yeah, this one saying, I need you to cancel that.
Well,
and if I need the money. I'm sorry?
Well, this account is canceled, ma'am.
So why was I charged again? This I'm trying to say. I was charged again.
Well, this account can no longer bill you anymore. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I understand, honey, but I'm just telling you, I just called the credit card company. They informed me that I was charged this amount.
What was the amount?
I think it was $49.97.
You think?
Hold on. 4997. Alma.
And it.
Alma. It was canceled. The account was canceled. It was charged on the January 31st. The account was canceled. I was not supposed to be charged again. Today, I was charged again.
No, we didn't charge you anything.
Yes, you did. Today, was charged again on my account, honey.
Ma'am, I'm looking at your account right now. We haven't charged you ever since January.
Okay, but who charged me this amount again? This is the account in the phone number, the same way it was on December to on January 31st. I'm looking at the bill, okay? And the phone number is the same, 4997. Okay, I canceled this account. I was not supposed to be charged. Now I'm charged again.
Okay, I'm gonna take. Let me just take a look real fast.
Please.
Okay, so ma'am, what happened was back in January you made a dispute. And when you made a dispute, they gave you the money back for the charge.
On February 27, I'm looking at the statement, they gave me the money back.
Yes, ma'am. But you also understand they will give you the money temporary. But when they do an investigation and see that you made the charge and it wasn't fraudulent, They credit us that $49.97 back, and you have to speak with your bank about that because they credit us that charge back, and I just got that from my supervisor.
Okay, but I was disputing this account, this amount, because